Welcome to the Macerata Opera Festival audio description service. The showing for this evening is Madame Butterfly, an opera composed into three acts by Giacomo Puccini, based off of Giuseppe Giacosa and Luigi Illica's libretto. Plot. In Nagasaki, Pinkerton, a lieutenant for the American Marines, waits for the wedding party of his bride, the geisha Chocho-san. Goru, who's in charge of presenting the lieutenant to Chocho-san's family, introduces him to the servants, including Suzuki, who's the lady-in-waiting for Chocho-san, who is later called Madame Butterfly. Then comes Sharpless, the American consulate, to whom Pinkerton reveals his morals to and declares that he wants to marry this woman according to Japanese law, so that he'll have the right to disown her. At the end of the wedding ceremony, Chocho-san's uncle, who's a monk, comes to curse her for renouncing her ancestors' faith, but Pinkerton kicks him out and is left alone with Butterfly. Staging. The director Nicola Berloffa recalls a space and time when the Americans invaded Japan in 1945. The opera takes place in the inside of a traditional Japanese theater. It is here where two worlds and traditions collide. The East, represented by the young geisha, Madame Butterfly, hopelessly in love with Lieutenant Pinkerton, who symbolizes the West. There's a jump in time that occurs between the first and second act, where the theater becomes a cinema for American soldiers, in which on its screens shows the films of Esther Williams, a swimmer, and Betty Davis, an actress, who are both American. Through them, Butterfly dreams to become an American woman, according to the ways and customs of the West. Her aspiration, though, comes to a halt as she faces the cruel reality she lives in. She continues to live in this fantasy world, filled with hope, up until the end of the opera, when her make-believe world loses all its beauty. Set design. In order to best understand the audio description, we will call theater the Japanese theater and stage the stage of the Sferi Stereo. At the center of the stage, there's the Japanese theater, 11 meters in length, decorated by a geometric frame made out of red wood of about 6 meters in height. The front end of the theater is decorated by 12 small lights placed on wooden poles, with enough space between each of them. On top of the theater, there are three rectangular sliding panels made out of translucent rice paper typical in Japanese culture. The backdrop is made out of blue cloth with light blue stripes. In front of the theater, placed on the stage in four rows, are 10 wooden benches where the American Marine soldiers sit to watch the geishas put on their shows. On some of the stools, there are crates made out of a yellowish wood that contain glass beer bottles. At the sides of the theater, there are 13 meters long walkways surmounted by a two-leveled colonnade. The first has 7 columns on each side, the second has 4 columns. The walls that close the colonnade on the first floor in the back slide are made out of rice paper panels and horizontal baton wood. The 6 small lights hanging from the ceiling dimly light up the colonnade. On the second level, the colonnade is closed, similar to a balcony where the characters will appear. In front of side walkways, there are 2 runways that are in the shape of an L, in which the largest is turned towards the audience while the smaller one links up the walkways in the back. Costumes. Madame Butterfly. In the first act, she's wearing a shiny white wedding kimono with hanging sleeves lined with red and a large white bow on the back. Her hair is tied up into a high bun with white and red flowers in it. Lieutenant Pinkerton. Initially, he wears an American Marine lieutenant's outfit. It's dark blue with a white shirt, a blue tie, and a double-breasted jacket buttoned up with golden buttons. On his cuffs, there are golden army stripes. His head is covered with an official American Marine's white hat with the center emblem being gold. His hair is combed back and is parted to the side. Suzuki. She is wearing a light blue kimono with the hem of the neckline being white satin. Around the waist, she wears a beige belt that has red and yellow floral patterns. On her feet, she wears wooden flip-flops and white socks. Sharpless. He's wearing a beige pinstriped suit with a white shirt, beige tie, and a vest. At his feet, he's wearing two-toned leather shoes, white on brown, typical of the 1940s. On his head, he's wearing a beige fedora hat. Goro. He is wearing a blue kimono with a green belt at the waist. Underneath, he's wearing a white shirt with an orange bow tie and a black fedora hat with a green band around it. The Uncle Monk. He's wearing a dark gray kimono and at the waist a green and black striped belt. Upon his entrance, he's accompanied by two servants who wear dark blue kimonos and pants of the same color. Geishas, 10 in total. Initially, they wear floral-printed kimonos of various pastel colors like pink, sky blue, green, yellow, and orange. The hems of the kimonos are red satin. At the feet, they wear the typical wooden flip-flops with white socks. Their hair is tied up into a high bun completed with colorful flowers. American Marine Soldiers, about 20. They wear a navy blue outfit with their white striped collars tied up in the front. Even on the cuffs of their coats, there are white stripes. Underneath, we see a glimpse of a white crew neck shirt. The pants are slightly flared at the bottom. Their heads are covered with a sailor white beret. They almost always carry with them on their backs a white sack. Butterflies relatives, about 40. They wear colorful pastel kimonos. The women have in their hands fans and handbags. Some are smoking with a cigarette and a pipe.